some big numbers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Congressional Budget Office says the United States deficit will balloon to nearly $1.2 trillion in fiscal 2009. The economic fallout being blamed for the added digits. President-elect Barack Obama has said deficits could run into the trillions for the next few years as his administration tries to get the economy moving again. Part of that strategy is a White House position that would oversee efforts to control spending, government accountability, and the huge deficit. It's called the White House Performance Officer, and a former Assistant Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, Nancy Killefer, has been tapped for that position.
When Nancy was offered her first position at Treasury, she responded, and I quote, "If you are willing to embrace significant change, then you're looking at the right person. But if you just want to keep the trains running on time, don't ask me to do this job." When I heard that, I knew I'd chosen exactly the right person for the challenges we face.
Mr. Obama says he wants a team of people to streamline efforts to reduce government waste. The firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says there were nearly 1.25 million planned layoffs in the country last year, the most since 2003. This year, not off to a swimming start, aluminum giant Alcoa announced yesterday it's cutting 15,000 jobs. Stocks are getting hammered today. Dow is down more than 135 points, about 1.5%. As a matter of fact, 1.5% or more across the board this morning. NASDAQ down 28 points. S&P 500 down about 14. European markets were down 2% and 3%. Asian markets were mixed. Russian deliveries of natural gas supplies to Europe have almost completely stopped. Natural gas, of course, is used for heat, and fuel shortages are being reported at a time when it's really cold in Europe. It's all a part of that ongoing feud between Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom and Ukraine. Stephen Beard joins us from London this morning. Stephen, I guess the question for us here in the United States is, will this affect our supply, the price that we pay here?
It seems very unlikely. The U.S. gets the vast bulk of its natural gas from its own territory and from Canada. Only a tiny fraction is imported in liquefied form from abroad.
This has been quite a back and forth, Stephen. The Russians and the Ukrainians have been blaming one another for stopping the flow of gas to Europe. Who's telling the truth here?
It's impossible to say. What we do know is that on January the 1st, the Russians cut off supplies to Ukraine. But what's been happening since then really is a matter of claim and counterclaim. The Ukrainians say the Russians have turned off the tap for all gas crossing Ukraine. The Russians, however, say, no, it's the Ukrainians who have turned off the taps in an attempt to drag the European Union into the dispute.
And Europe gets a lot of its natural gas from Russia, most of it through Ukraine. What are they saying about this crisis?
They are very mad. The European Commission says this is completely unacceptable. Russian and Ukrainian officials are going to meet in Moscow tomorrow, and EU officials will be going along in an attempt to really get both sides to resolve the dispute.
Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's amend a famous political line, shall we? It's the portability, stupid. The desktop PC just isn't competing with its lightweight cousin, the laptop, anymore. There wasn't a single desktop model in the top 10 at Amazon.com's Christmas list of best-selling PCs and hardware. 7 laptop models made that list. Analysts say lower prices, spiffier designs, and multi-use functions are all reasons why the laptop was computer king over the holidays and the desktop was not.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Week one of the new 111th Congress. Coming soon, a new president. As you know, there are a lot of economic plans flying back and forth. Marketplace commentator Robert Reich hopes they'll take aim at the core problems.
Over the next weeks and months, you can expect a flurry of new proposals for reviving the economy, reducing climate change, and improving national security. But progress is only possible in each of these areas by addressing the basic problem at its core. For example, we can't get the economy back on track until we figure out how to raise median incomes, because their decline is the core reason why there's not enough demand to keep businesses humming. No matter how much taxpayer money is pumped into financial markets, banks won't lend when they fear borrowers won't repay, and people can't borrow more without more income. Or consider climate change. You'll be hearing lots about creating new alternative sources of energy, as well as pushing the big three to make more fuel-efficient cars. But the core problem is fossil fuels like oil are priced too low relative to their effect on the environment. Until we figure out how to permanently raise their costs, maybe through a carbon tax, consumers won't switch to non-fossil fuels or demand efficient cars. And when it comes to national security, no progress will be made with the Arab and Muslim worlds until there's a peaceful resolution of the broiling Israeli-Palestinian conflict. No matter what we try to do elsewhere in the Middle East, the simmering tensions and periodic hostilities in this one place will continue to destabilize everywhere else. Each of these core problems is huge. But if they're not solved, just about everything else we try to do to restart the economy, reduce climate change, or improve national security will fail. Compounding these core problems are trade-offs among them. For example, a carbon tax may undermine incomes and slow the recovery. And peace in the Middle East is likely to lower oil costs, making it harder to get people to switch to alternative sources of energy. Get it? Beneath the upcoming flurry of proposals from Washington lie at least three of the most vexing problems we've ever faced. Keep your hopes up, but your expectations in check.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is Super Capitalism. Hey, share your thoughts at Marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.